Then you can also measure the actuation point, and that's measured in millimeters. It's the pre-travel distance before the key, the switch actuates. And the standard is 2.0 millimeters. So most of them have 2.0 millimeters. But this one, actually, the cherry blue, the clicker one, has 2.2 millimeters. So it will travel a bit more before it actuates. So you can say it has a high actuation point. So 60, quite heavy. 45, quite normal. 45, but with the extra bump. And 50 grams. And the Cherry MX Clear is a tactile switch, just like the brown, but instead of 45 grams, this has an actuation force of 55 grams, so 10 more grams, a bit heavier. And then the actuation, the tactile force is also 10 grams more, so it's 65 to get through the hole. Moment. So it should be a bit heavier to press, and I think I can notice that. I really feel the bump in this one. It's described as a medium stiff switch. Cherry white. It's I will start with cherry green, actually. Cherry green is also a medium stiff switch. Even stiffer version of cherry blue. So it's a clicky one. But it has a very, very high actuation force, 70 grams and 80 tactile force. And also, just like cherry blue, it has 2.2 millimeters pre-travel, the actuation point. And yeah, so it's a clicky switch with even more resistance. From the beginning, I think it was made for the space bar on the cherry blue keyboards, because you want the space bar to be a bit more resistance in that one. So on the cherry blue keyboards, there was a cherry green spacebar. But of course you can use the cherry green on the entire keyboard if you want. And here's cherry linear gray. But I have found out now that this must be labeled wrong, because I can very clearly feel a tactile bump in this one. And then my guess is that this is not the, as it says here, linear gray, it's the tactile gray, because there's also a cherry tactile gray with 80 grams in the concentration force. So really heavy. Also, this one was used for space bars. At least the linear gray was used for space bars to the black keyboards with the Cherry MX black switches. So I guess the tactile gray was usually meant for space bars on Cherry MX brown. There's a quite big difference from 45 grams on the brown switch to 80. The linear, well, on the tactile gray. And here's another case, cream. It's a linear. Very smooth, easy to press. Don't need much force to press it down. The actuation force is 55 grams. So it should be a bit more resistance than the Cherry Red with 45. It's a bit easier to press than the Cherry MX Red, but maybe a bit more heavy than the Gateron Red. So I can feel a difference between Cherry and Gateron, even though they both say 45 grams activation force, and they're both linear. But this one should be a bit more resistance. Also, it says 55 grams, the operating force, and it says 70 grams, the bottom to out force. Sometimes I have read two values, but I guess if I want to compare them, I should use the 55 grams. 45. And the actuation point is just standard 2.0 millimeters.